You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Document title, I Do Not Die. Topic, Alive in Christ. He did not die. Has it not been a great week? For us, it surely was. We celebrated the risen Lord with the Easter morning celebration. We celebrated the festival of first fruits, remembering the church offered up to God by the risen Lord. And the family has come to visit for the end of Pesach. For the church family, that is the Passover. As the church celebrates the Easter feast, this is going to be a wonderfully long weekend. The Texas legislature has approved many bills I have eagerly awaited, and the weather is, at the same time, delightful. What more could one desire? The thought of Jesus' death and resurrection is, for many people, hard to grasp, especially when we hear that there are still so many people held captive by Hamas. Even the dead are being held. It raises many questions. Why does God allow this, and what happens to them? Indeed, this is, at the same time, a very difficult period for so many. And then Jesus, he died and rose again. He is alive in me and in you. We carry him in our hearts and do our best to live our lives according to his will. The Lord has placed that challenging topic in my mind. He did not die. We talked about it in detail last week, that Jesus died and rose again. As Paul wrote to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 to 5, Amplified Bible, AMP, for I passed on to you first of all what I also had received, that Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, died for our sins in accordance with what the Scriptures foretold, that he was buried, that he arose on the third day as the Scriptures foretold, and that he appeared to Cephas, Peter, then to the 12. Yes, we know it, and we celebrate it. Jesus died, conquered death, and rose again. No, we are not like some cults and the Muslims denying this. But God, what do you mean then with he did not die? Who are those in the Bible who did not die? Enoch and Elijah. Okay, let us look at them then, so that we might gain an understanding of where we are leading. Genesis chapter 5, verse 21 to 24, King James Version, KJV. Enoch lived 65 years and became the father of Methuselah. Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and had sons and daughters. All the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. To our modern minds, Enoch was old when he begot Methuselah, yet he still lived another 300 years. Then God took him. Enoch walked with God. Enoch was in fellowship, communion with God. By the way, God took him became far clearer to me after the baptism in the Holy Spirit. In the days when I thought the New Testament was enough, those days when I truly walked in darkness concerning the Word of God, it was obscure. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, King James Version, KJV, by faith, Enoch was translated so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had translated him. Before his translation, he had this testimony. He pleased God. Translated. That word was difficult for me to comprehend. The only translation I understood was one of language, not of being moved from one world, our world, into eternity. So what about Elijah? 2 Kings, chapter 2, verse 1, and verse 11 to 12. King James Version, KJV. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up into heaven, by a whirlwind, Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And it came to pass, as they went on and talked, that behold, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha saw it and cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen. And he saw him no more. Then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. Elijah walked with God in obedience to God. Was he perfect? No, certainly not. Not long ago, we discussed the sacrifice God consumed. 1 Kings 18, the priests of Baal who were slain, and then Elijah, fearing for his life, went to the mountain of God and held a pity party, telling God that no one like him was left to preach the word of YHWH. Yet he had one thing in common with Enoch. He walked with God. He was in communion with him. Wherever your work, ministry, or family takes you, one thing should never change. Wherever you go, you walk in communion with God. Elisha took up Elijah's mantle, both as a prophet and as a man of God. Whereas he had once relied on Elijah's relationship with God, that support was gone. Elisha now had to walk alone, and instead of being the follower, he now had many following him. Instead of watching what Elijah did in the name of the Lord, people now watched him to see what the Lord would do. Like Elijah, he rolled up his mantle and struck the water. And just as with Elijah, the water parted. He acted in faith. So, are we now any closer to understanding what the title of this message means? No, I do not believe so. These two men of God did not experience physical death. God took them. Scripture tells us that when Jesus comes, he will take the saints up to heaven with him. Those saints are you and me, who believe in him, who trust in him, who call him Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior. If that were to happen today, we would indeed be like Elijah and Enoch. We would be taken by God. What was the word again? Oh yes, we would be translated. But that is not where this message is ultimately leading us. There is something else they had in common, a deeply rooted faith in God. For many years, scholars believed that the entire New Testament, the Brit Chadasha, was written in Greek, with only some passages in Aramaic. We now know through research into the roots of our faith and archaeological findings that Luke could write in Greek. Yet most of the original New Testament texts came from the Aramaic tongue. The Aramaic Bible in plain English translates Hebrews 11:1 as follows. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Aramaic Bible in plain English. ABPE. Now faith is the conviction concerning those things that are in hope, as if they were actions, and the revelation of those things that are unseen. The King James Version renders it thus. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. King James Version, KJV. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And the Common English Bible says, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Common English Bible, CEB. Faith is the reality of what we hope for, the proof of what we do not see. I understand what faith is, but when I look at that Aramaic translation, something leaps out. The conviction of things that are in hope. The burden of proof shifts. The reality of what we hope for becomes the reality of the action of having hope. C.E.B. Faith is the intangible, yet tangible, content of hope. It is what you possess when you possess hope. The burden of proof lies in the action of faith. Yet the Aramaic says, those things in hope. We can have hope, but there are certain things in hope. It is in the hope we have that there is faith, and not vice versa. Confused? Yes, I understand. Consider this. Romans chapter 10, verse 17, King James Version, KJV. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let us add a little more text. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, Amplified Bible, AMP. Looking away from all that will distract to Jesus, who is the leader and source of our faith, giving the first incentive for our belief, and who also is its finisher, bringing it to maturity and perfection. He, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising and ignoring the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Our faith comes from God, from Christ, from the Holy Spirit given in and through Christ. We hear the word of God, go into all the world and make disciples. And when the word of God is heard, the Holy Spirit grows faith, hope, love, and communion with God, provided, created, and received through Yeshua, the Messiah. Our hope is not in the faith of the coming of the Messiah, our Adonai, our Lord. No, our faith is in Him, the hope, the knowledge of Him in whom we trust, and the coming eternity with Him. It is our faith in Christ, in the hope given by God, the Father, of being in His covenant, grafted as messianic children of God into the branch of the tree rooted in Jesse. The Quest Study Bible comments on Hebrews 11:1 and faith. Faith means abandoning all trust in our own resources, abilities, and reasoning, the things we see. It means relying instead on what we cannot see, God's promises, provisions, and concern for us. An inner attitude alone does not define faith. Action is required. Faith proves itself by obedience to the Lord. The writer of Hebrews expresses faith in two directions: faith toward future things, what we hope for, and faith toward invisible things, what we do not see. When we are certain, God is in control of these areas and live as though He is in control. That is faith. In this message, I want to remove from you the notion of two forms of hope. Hope comes from faith, and the source of faith is Christ, Hebrews 12:2. Thus, they are truly the same, for Christ is unchanging, and so is the concept of faith in hope. Having hope in faith means having Christ in faith. We know His words. We know the testimonies. We have not, like Elisha, walked with Elijah, have not walked physically with Christ, but through the Holy Spirit, we have Christ walking with us. Amen. We now have our faith in Christ, and because of all of this, it is not merely something we hope for. No, my friends, Christ is not hoped for. Christ was, Christ is, and Christ is to come. Christ is a fact, a solid fact of our lives. Hope, depending on your translation perhaps, but for me, hope? No. Solid knowledge that when Jesus comes, I will be translated, taken up with Him. Should Jesus come after my days, I will still be with Him in the new Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim Shel Zahav. Jerusalem, the city of gold. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to 13. Common English Bible, CEB. Faith is the reality of what we hope for, the proof of what we do not see. The elders in the past were approved because they showed faith. By faith we understand that the universe was created by a word from God, so that what is visible came into existence from the invisible. By faith, Abel offered a better sacrifice to God than Cain, which showed that he was righteous, since God approved his gift. Though he died, he is still speaking through faith. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he did not see death, and he was not found because God took him up. He was approved for having pleased God before he was taken up. It is impossible to please God without faith, because whoever draws near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, warned about events not yet seen, responded with godly fear and built an ark to deliver his household. With his faith, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes from faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place he would receive as an inheritance. He went out without knowing where he was going. By faith, he lived in the land he had been promised as a stranger, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, co-heirs of the same promise. He looked forward to the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. By faith, even Sarah received the ability to have a child, though she was barren and past age, because she believed the one who promised was faithful. So descendants were born from one man, and he was as good as dead, as many as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the grains of sand on the seashore. All of these people died in faith without receiving the promises, but they saw them from a distance and welcomed them. They confessed that they were strangers and immigrants on earth. Faith is the common ground that tells us our bodies may pass away. Faith is the common ground for continual communion with the Holy Spirit. Faith is the common ground for full acceptance of the written and rhema word of God. Faith is the common ground for entrance into the New Jerusalem. Faith is the common ground, the name of the highway on which we travel. Faith is the highway of salvation, a straight way through the desert. Faith is the highway of righteousness, the highway of the Lord our God.
Faith is not a vague aspiration. It is an unshakable certainty grounded in the living Christ. Because Jesus has conquered death, our confidence transcends mere optimism and becomes a settled assurance that we, too, shall live. As Enoch and Elijah were translated, bypassing the sting of death, so we stand ready, clothed in unwavering faith, to be gathered to the Lord at his appearing. This conviction reshapes our daily walk. When the world is shaken by conflict, captivity, or moral confusion, we remain steadfast, knowing our lives are hidden with Christ in God. Scripture, breathed by the Spirit, nurtures our faith, and each obedient step demonstrates the reality of the unseen kingdom in which we already participate. Therefore, let us nurture communion with God, just as Enoch and Elijah walked with him. Let our fellowship be marked by faithful obedience, transparent worship, and holy expectation. As we abide in his presence, the Lord himself matures our faith, refining it as gold, that we may stand blameless on that glorious day. Finally, beloved, remember that you are alive in Christ. The same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, invigorating every fiber of your being and empowering you to testify boldly of his resurrection power. Hold fast to this living hope, anchored in the immutable fact of Christ's victory, and press onward along the highway of faith until it culminates in eternal fellowship with our Lord. Enoch, he did not die. Elijah, he did not die. You, me, our fellow believers, they will not die. Why? Because it is no longer about hope alone. It is all about faith. It is all about being alive in Christ. I will not die because I am alive in Christ. Amen and amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.